This is Susan Dalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Our guest today is Barbara Auten, the Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Services of the Capital Area. She is with us to discuss the services offered by her organization for the family and the family member who has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Welcome, Ms. Auten.
Hi.
Is it correct to state that both the person diagnosed and the family members who care for that person are essentially now a large circle of persons involved in the care of the individual with the disease?
The average person with Alzheimer's has a minimum of 3 caregivers and an average of 3 to 10 over the course of the disease. It's a large group.
So it definitely involves the family circle, if you will.
Right.
Well, I noticed that you've got educational programs. You've got a helpline, a newsletter, a lot of programs that work with not just the Alzheimer's, the person who has Alzheimer's, but the family member.
We provide services mostly to the caregivers because as the disease progresses, the individual with the disease cannot care for themselves. So preparing the caregiver for that transition and giving them the resources and tools to care is really, really important and keeps them at home.
The helpline, the newsletter, the website, the blog, is that how you interact with the family member, or do you do it physically at your institution?
Those are the areas that we connect with them, but once we connect, they're often coming to our programs. And now we offer those programs in all 10 parishes. We are lunch and learn in all 10 parishes. We have financial literacy now and sharing the journey in 4 parishes.
Tell me about respite programs, safe return, and the support groups.
Respite, most people are unfamiliar with that word, but it's a break. And in this instance, it's a break from caregiving. We're giving them respite time. We have a respite program at Charlie's Place where we take the individual with the disease and provide a wonderful program for 6 hours a day and give that caregiver a break. We also have a respite reimbursement program for people who cannot come to Charlie's Place. They can apply, and we can offer up to $100 a month, up to $600 a year to hire a sitter and get a break. That helps them maintain care at home.
What is Safe Return?
Safe Return is a national registry program for those who wander. Often Alzheimer's affected individuals will get lost or wander away from their home. So with this program, they're in a national registry. If they get lost, someone finds them, they can call the 800 number, and they will reunite them with their family members.
Charlie's Place, you did win a big award for that particular program.
We've won the National Adult Day Service Center of the Year in 2008, and we've certified with the Alzheimer's Foundation of America as an Excellence in Care Dementia facility twice, and we will be certifying again this year. We are the only ones in the state with that certification.
And that is in our community, and we're very fortunate to have it. What about the current statistics concerning Alzheimer's disease in the 10 parish area that you serve?
The current statistics indicate 15,000, 83,000 across the state. 1 in 8 develops it over the age of 65, and over the age of 85, 1 in 2.
That's a tsunami that we have going here.
It is, and we are seeing more of the younger onset. Those under the age of 65, I would say we see at least 1 a week. It's increasing.
You reach out to about 1/3 of those diagnosed with Alzheimer's?
About 1/3 of them, the national statistics say, are in nursing homes. Of the 10,000, say, that would not be in nursing homes that are still in early stages in their home, we reach about 7 to 7,500 of them, almost 2/3.
Do you feel a cure is on the horizon?
No. There may be some interventions. There may be a great tool for diagnosis on the horizon, but I think a cure is 10 years out.
We have one more thing to talk about before we end the show, and that's the Walk Run to Remember. It's on October 19th. It's at LSU. If you want more information, you go to wrkf.org, and we have a link to the information about Walk Run to Remember October 19th. Thanks, Ms. Auten.
Thank you.
This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole, editor for Conversations in Medicine.